The Holy Eucharist, the sacrament that contains the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, under the appearances of bread and wine, is called the Holy Eucharist. On Holy Thursday, at the Last Supper, Jesus changed bread and wine into his body and blood. Christ gave the same power to the apostles and to the bishops and priests who came after them. During the consecration of the Mass, the priest repeats the words and actions of Jesus at the Last Supper. The bread and wine are then changed into the body and blood of Christ. This miracle is called transubstantiation. When you go to church, you will see a candle inside a red glass on the left side of the altar. This candle is called the sanctuary lamp, and it tells you that Jesus is in the tabernacle. Jesus loves you so much that he stays in the Blessed Sacrament so you can visit him and talk to him. When you receive Holy Communion, Jesus comes into your body and soul. Each Holy Communion is special and fills your soul with God's grace and love. Prepare your heart for Jesus by living a holy life and by saying your prayers every day. Ask Mary and your guardian angel to help you too. Communion fast. You cannot have food or alcoholic beverages for 3 hours before you receive Holy Communion. You cannot drink anything for 1 hour. You may drink water and take necessary medicine any time before receiving Holy Communion. When you receive Holy Communion, Jesus stays in your heart for about 15 minutes. Do not chew the sacred host. Swallow it as soon as it is moist enough to do so. If the sacred host sticks to the roof of your mouth, never touch it with your fingers, but use your tongue to help you swallow it. Never receive Holy Communion if you have a mortal sin on your soul. You must go to confession first. If you have venial sins on your soul, you can still go to Holy Communion. Never receive Holy Communion if you are sick and feel like throwing up. Do not receive Holy Communion if you have not kept the communion fast. When the priest raises the host and chalice during the consecration of the Mass, you should look at the sacred host and chalice and say, "My Lord and my God." Bells are rung to tell you that a great miracle has taken place and that Jesus is on the altar. After Holy Communion, you can either say prayers on your own or read prayers from your missal. It is also good to say the prayer before a crucifix. At each Holy Communion, tell Jesus you love him and ask him to help you always be good.
A.
Ask Jesus to bless your family and friends.
S.
Tell Jesus you are sorry for all your sins.
T.
Thank Jesus for all he has done for you. Talk to Jesus. Prayers after Holy Communion.
Love.
Jesus, I love thee with my whole heart and soul. I thank thee for coming to me in Holy Communion today. I believe that thou art in the sacred host. Thou art my best friend. Help me to always be good.
Ask.
Dear Jesus, please bless and watch over me. Bless my mom and dad, my brothers and sisters, my grandparents, my cousins, my uncles, and my aunts. Bless the priests and sisters who teach me how to love thee and get to heaven. Bless my teachers and my friends. Let me always be good and kind to everyone. Help me to obey mom, dad, and my teachers, and to always do my best. Let everyone in the world love thee the way I do. Always keep me safe. Have mercy on the souls in purgatory, so they can be with thee in heaven soon.
Sorry.
Dear Jesus, I am so sorry for all my sins because they hurt thee very much. Make me strong so I will always do what is right. Please help me be holy and pure. Give me grace to always be good and to resist the temptations of the devil.
Thank.
Dear Jesus, thou hast done so much for me. Thou hast died on the cross for me and made heaven so I can be happy with thee forever. I thank thee for creating such a beautiful world with lakes and seas, flowers and trees, mountains and hills, animals and birds, the sky and the sun, the moon and the stars. I thank thee for my family. Bless us and help us get to heaven. I thank thee for making me a Catholic. I want to love thee always. Please help me to always be a good example. Take me to heaven when I die so I can be happy with thee forever. Prayer before the crucifix. Behold, O kind and most sweet Jesus, I cast myself upon my knees in thy sight. With the most fervent desire of my soul, I pray and beseech thee that thou wouldst impress deep within my heart lively sentiments of faith, hope, and charity, with true repentance for my sins, and a firm purpose of amendment. Whilst with deep affection and grief of soul, I ponder within myself and mentally contemplate thy five most precious wounds, having before my eyes that which David in prophecy spoke concerning thee, O good Jesus, they have pierced my hands and my feet, they have numbered all my bones.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.